This is Building Bridges, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash. Hundreds of workers in an organizing campaign, Fast Food Forward, struck New York City's largest fast food chains to call for decent wages to support their families and the right to form a union without interference. Fast food jobs have accounted for the bulk of new jobs added since the recession and are some of the lowest paid in the country. In New York, many workers report earning the state's minimum wage, $7.25, and getting shifts totaling an average of only 24 hours a week, forcing them to rely on public assistance programs to get health care and provide for their families.
Now, workers across the country, like those at Walmart, McDonald's, Macy's, LAX, JFK airports, New York car washes, and other retail and fast food stores, are joining together to demand decent pay, despite facing retaliation and suspension for trying to form a union. Now we head to the fast food workers' rally in Times Square.
Mickey D's, you're no good!
You should pay us like you should!
Burger King, you're no good!
You should pay us like you should!
Wendy's, you're no good!
You should pay us like you should!
Papa John's, you're no good!
You should pay us like you should!
KFC, you're no good!
You should pay us like you should!
Fast food, you're no good!
You should pay us like you should!
And here come the workers, give them a round!
This morning, running strike lines all over this city. Dozens of stores striking, hundreds of workers walking out of work from McDonald's, from Burger King, Taco Bell, KFC, Domino's Pizza, Papa John's. We're coming after Ronald. While we wait for the workers to come up to the podium, we want to let the workers know that they're not alone. There were community organizations, labor unions, clergy, elected officials on the strike lines today. We're going to hear from a couple of them, then we're going to hear from the most important people, the workers.
Baby!
All right, from the beautiful borough of Brooklyn, who was out Tuesday supporting the workers and will be a huge ally in the city council, possibly the next public advocate, Tish James.
Hallelujah. We are here from the clergy's
Association from Brooklyn, New York. Amen. Is Brooklyn in the house? My name is Reverend Martino, and I'm from Brooklyn. Brooklyn also cries for something better for the workers. We feel that what we are doing here is positive, and it will bring a good outcome. United we stand, and divided we fall. United we stand, divided we fall. 725 is not good enough. We got to continue fighting, and we got to stand. The clergies are with you. Our prayers are with you. Yo quiero que entiendan que nosotros, los clérigos, estamos con ustedes. Estamos orando por el pueblo para que pueda conseguir un mejor pago. Today we're going to make an impact in New York City. New York City going to listen to us today, and things will change. Can you believe that? Can you believe that?
Before I introduce our host here today, I want to let everybody know, over 200 workers from McDonald's, Burger King, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Domino's Pizza, Papa John's, over 200 workers from over 24 stores went out on strike today. Yeah. The biggest organizing drive of fast food workers ever in this country happened today.
All right.
So with that, I want to introduce our host today, who works right here at this glitzy 42nd Street McDonald's. But we all know all that glitters is not gold.
Right.
So, with all that, we have Linda, who's going to talk about her story as a worker at this 42nd Street McDonald's, which relates to how all fast food workers across the industry have been treated. Linda.
Okay. My name is Linda Archer. I'm a part of the Fast Food Forward campaign. I'm a cashier at McDonald's making $8 an hour. McDonald's generates over $5.5 billion a year in huge profits. Billions.
7 months and get no bread.
Okay, and they're paying poverty wages.
$7.25.
Yeah. I feel that we deserve something better.
Yeah.
We deserve good benefits, fair wages.
Yeah.
A step in the right direction.
Is
to end extreme income inequality and yield a living wage for people to live by. The gas goes up, the rent goes up, the food goes up, but our salaries are not going up. If you don't want to give us a living wage, don't expect us to work proficiently. Expect a strike.
So before I introduce you, the next two speakers, who are probably the first people on the picket lines this morning, I want to announce, tomorrow, the workers today took the courageous step of stepping out and going on strike at their jobs, picketing their work sites. Tomorrow is the challenge. Workers are going back to work. Will they be retaliated against? We will see. So tomorrow, we are walking workers back to work. We have council members, we have clergy, we have community members that are walking workers back to work. If you can come help walk workers back to work to make sure their managers aren't retaliating against them, they're signing sheets going around the crowd. Or else, you can meet on 330 West 42nd Street at 5:30 tomorrow morning or 9:30 tomorrow morning and we will take you with workers to walk them back to work.
All right.
So with all that being said, he definitely was the first person on the picket line this morning. I want to introduce Raymond from Madison Avenue, McDonald's on 40th Street, and his co-worker ever.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight, New York City? As you all have, my name is Raymond Lopez. You may recognize me from the Flyer. Thank you very much. It's a, yeah, thank you. It's a radio face. I know. I'm sorry. Here's my friend and co-worker, Amar Cara. Yeah, so, all closed store last night, and I was up at like 3 a.m. But still, I was up. I am super proud to tell you guys that 200 people were on strike today here in New York City. And I'm even more proud to tell you that this is just the beginning, that we're making history. This is just the beginning, and it's 200 people, and we're going to keep on going, and nothing ain't going to stop us now. Not at all. $7.25, $8, $8.25, $8.50. Let's be honest. They are non-real. Oh, really?
I went to
every 95
working at
Wendy's.
We clean wheels.
Oh, that's awesome.
We deserve more. Yeah, we deserve more.
That's 7.25. Anyway, let's be honest. I mean, $7.25, $8, $8.50. It's not enough to survive in New York City. We are living in poverty. Everybody I know, everybody. Of course, everything is going up. Everybody I know in this industry is relying on food stamps, and a lot of other types of government help have two jobs. I got three jobs, actually.
Right.
I got three. He got three. Yes, and these industries are making billions of dollars. Hey, come on. I mean, they can't afford to give you some extra pennies. I mean, why not? When the people on the bottom move, the people on the top fall. You're at the top because that's what's holding you up.
Yeah.
You might as well appreciate what we do for you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. No justice.
No peace.
And what do we want?
A living wage.
What do we want?
Now.
What do we want?
A living wage.
What do we want?
Now.
What do we want?
A living wage.
What do we want?
Now.
All right, so I want to introduce a couple more council members who definitely know what it means to be on a picket line. From Washington Heights and Flatbush, Brooklyn, Adonis Rodriguez and Jamali Williams.
Workers united, we'll never be defeated. And workers united, we'll never be defeated. And we are the 99%. And the message is loud and clear. The workers that work in the fast food, they are not here by themselves. They are united with the working class, with the middle class, that we are saying, we are fed up, we are tired, and we will take it no more. So tomorrow morning at 5:30, we will be working with the workers to send a message to all the fast food franchises. They have to change it. So the workers united will never be defeated. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
Hola. What's up from Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Y'all look beautiful out there. You look like New York City. I want to say thank you to the workers for all that you do, making this city run and giving us our food. I appreciate that very much. Nothing in this country good has happened without you doing what you're doing right now. Anything we like now in this country has happened because somebody strike and somebody stood up and said, enough is enough. They're not going to run without you. We got to stay out here until we bend them and we crush them to understand that we are the ones that give them their money. You deserve an honest day's pay for honest day's work. I remember when McDonald's said 12 million served. And then they said millions and millions served. Then they said 1 billion served. Now they say billions and billions served. They're not even offering sick days, and they can't afford you to pay you an honest day's work. That's some bull. And I want everybody who's walking by here to listen. They are robbing these workers. As you walk by and go to McDonald's, these workers can't afford to pay for food for their own table. They can't afford to send their kids to school. They can't afford all the luxuries that we have, and we're going in here and supporting this. What I'm hoping is that the whole world will begin to see what's going on right here. That there is tremendous amounts of money being spent in these industries, obscene amounts of money, and you're the one that's suffering. Martin Luther King said, they can't ride your back unless it is bent. We are straightening up our backs today. We are walking tall with our heads straight. We know what we do is important. We know we are essential. We will not be defeated. We will stand here and strike until it's over. They ain't gonna ride our backs no more. They serving fast food. We want good pay. We want to eat good food. We want to go to good schools. We want to have good jobs. We deserve it. You can have your food, but can we eat too? Can we eat a little bit? Can we eat some good food? I want to join in the chorus of Occupy Wall Street. We are the 99%. We are the 99%. Yo, my mother from the West Indies used to say, if you can't hear, you're going to feel. We're going to make them feel unless we got to shut them down, baby. I'm ready. Peace.
So I want to introduce another worker who was running her picket line today like nobody else at Burger King on 34th Street. Standing up, Savidra.
What's going on, y'all? Thank you for coming out. It's beautiful, showing y'all love and support. We gonna win this. I just wanna say, we took disrespect and lack of respect for so long in working in any fast food restaurant. We are here today to unite and tell them we will not take it no more. If we do not stand together, we will fall for anything. We have to put food on the table for our kids and our family, clothes on our back, and our house over our head. This is a good way to start, and $15 an hour and a good union behind us, we will get this done. All right, stay strong, we got this.
So I want to recognize a few of the groups, a few of the people that put together today together. You know, not only this rally, but, you know, 5:30 in the morning on the strike lines. Yeah. We have United New York. Yeah. Make the Road New York. Yeah. La Fuente. Yeah. Retail Action Project. Yeah. The Hotel Chase. Yeah. 32BJ. New York Communities to Change! Yeah. And all the fast food workers who made this possible. All right. So we're gonna close this thing out. And we're gonna close it out by the people who started this. The fast food workers from Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, KFC, Burger King. So I want to introduce, right around the corner from my office,
yeah,
291 Livingston Wendy's crew. Pamela, David, and Trevon.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
I basically just want everybody to know I worked really hard, and a lot of people out here worked really hard to get out here today. I brought all three of my kids out here at 5 o'clock in the morning to do this strike, to show you how serious I am, because it's not a game. It's not a game. 725 is not going to take care of three kids. 725 is not going to take care of one kid. 725 is not going to pay until it's 12. depression. $7.25 is not going to help you pay your car fare from work to home, especially if you live in the Bronx and you work in Brooklyn, especially if you work in Brooklyn and you live in Queens. You understand what I'm saying? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You know what I said? No music. 15 in the union. Yeah. That's how we give it up.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Mic check, mic check. Huh? Oh, all right. Yeah, basically, we're Wendy's workers. We've been there for over a year. We haven't received any raises, any promotions, and half of the checks they give us bounce.
Bounce checks!
Now, you think we're going to sit down or we're going to stand up? We going to what?
Stand up!
Oh, okay. Now, from Far Rockaway, I'm a Sandy survivor, you feel me? You already know, G's, you heard? I'm a Sandy survivor. Now, my house was destroyed. You think they gave me a paid vacation?
No.
A leave of absence, anything?
No.
Nah, they said there's no more hours left. Now, we gonna sit down or we gonna stand up?
Stand up.
We gonna what?
Stand up.
Oh, okay. Now, basically, we doing this for is paid vacations, benefits. You feel me? We want raises. We want the same thing that the corporate is getting.
Yeah.
You feel me? Now, what we gonna do to get that?
Stand up.
What?
Stand up.
Oh, okay. So we here. All right. Why? We can't survive on $7.25. Can you? Can you? Oh, okay.
Hey, ho. Minimum wage has got to go. Hey, ho. $7.25 has got to go. Hey, ho. $7.25 has got to go. Ho. $7.25 has got to go.
And for all y'all that came out here, give yourselves a round of applause. Because you took a big risk. And you will be escorted back to work in case your managers try to retaliate. You hear me?
Yeah.
Now we're going to close this out with, we can't survive on 725.
We can't survive on 725.
Huh?
We can't survive on 725.
I can't hear you.
We can't survive on 725.
Okay. We can't survive on 725.
We can't survive.
Good night, y'all.
We can't survive.
Word up.
I also want to thank God for definitely coming out, because everybody deserves the biggest hand clap on 42nd Street, because they don't know how to have us. Yeah. They don't know.
And now, David Robix.
When I awoke one morning, there was a feeling in the air. Everything was quiet. Things are different everywhere. The Wobblies were back again with Joe Hill at the mic. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike, there was no one pumping gasoline, no one driving from town to town, no one at the registers. All the highways were shut down. The cars were stuck in the garage, CEOs on bikes, when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. There was no one flipping burgers. All the grills were cold. Onion rings were in their bags. Fries were growing mold. There were no baristas at Starbucks asking how many shots would you like, when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. The fruit was falling off the trees, no one to load the truck. Corn was rotting on the stalks, no farmhands to shuck. The workfare workers were hanging at home, spending the day with their tykes, when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. Thank you. yuppie parents were housebound. Their nannies left the job. Walmart workers said enough of our labor has been robbed. The footlocker was locked up. Boss had to take a hike when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. When I awoke one morning, there was a feeling in the air. Everything was quiet, things were different everywhere. The Wobblies were back again with T-Bone at the mic. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike.
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.